Hi, friends.
Hi, friends.
We're back. It's episode 93 of The Brunch and Judge. We're in the 90s. Woo!
Which is arguably the best decade.
Well, I mean, I feel like it must be because they're repeating literally every part of the 90s that I can recall right now.
Right,
And it's really
right.
bizarre. I know I have said this a million times before, but every time I walk into like a cool trendy store, which I never do on my own, guys. I happen to be with like my niece or something and she wants to go in. I'm not cool. I'm not trendy. She wants to be, so she gives a shit. And every time I walk into one with her, I'm like, I had that. I remember people wearing that t-shirt. That bag is the exact same bag that existed. Look, the clogs are back. The same fucking shoes that I wore all through the 90s are back. What is happening?
I know, you're
It's
like,
insane.
what timeline am I in? Oh,
And I
God.
just am like,
Why?
it's not been long enough, guys. It's not been long enough. Please, please, please.
Right.
Like, it was only 20 years ago. Like, can we just wait?
Please.
It's not been long
Right.
enough. It's not been long enough. Okay.
Right.
Oy. But anyway. We're your hosts. Look at me
Yes.
remembering.
Yes.
I'm April.
And I'm Claire.
And this week we are talking paranormal. Because, you know.
We've landed on this one a lot lately, it
we
seems
have.
like.
And, like, I love it. And also, I feel like my favorite thing about Christmas are the ghost stories. And that sounds weird. But, like, yes.
Right.
I love like spooky, ghosty Christmas vibe books, you know, or murder. I need
Right.
a good Christmassy murder, like hauntings. It's all good. So I'm here for it.
Right.
But before we get into that, Claire, what are you judging this week?
First of all, I'm judging why is it only Tuesday? It feels like it's been
God,
3 weeks.
right? Oh my God.
It's because it's a short week. I get it. Because Thanksgiving is like here.
It is.
And.
We can spit at it.
Yeah. Yes. I know that's part of it, but still, it just feels like why has it only been 2 days this week? Oh my gosh. Anyway, no, but my actual judges, and I know people are gonna come at me for this, but still, whatever. Because I know women do it too, but I just find that it's mostly men and it drives me bananas and I wanna stab them in the face.
Tell me how you really feel.
They don't listen to their voicemails.
Mm.
And they don't read emails.
You're not
And it
wrong.
drives me bananas. Because you call and you'll leave a voicemail. You'll tell them that their order is ready for pickup. And
You'll
then,
give them
like,
all the information. And then
yes!
they will call you and be like, I missed a call from you. And you're
Yeah!
like,
Did you call? And the,
did
did
you
you call
listen
me?
to the
Did you call
voicemail?
me? Like, yeah, I called and left you a voicemail saying
Well,
that your sign was ready for fucking pickup. That's what I called and left you a voicemail.
well, because then it's the whole, like,
Oh.
I don't know, depending on who answers the phone. I don't
Right.
know if you were called today. I don't know if someone called you. Did they leave a
Exactly.
message? Did you try
Yeah, and then
listening to that first?
people assume that where I work that we have caller ID.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they'll just be like, yeah, did you call me? And it's like, who are you?
Who's this?
What?
It's like, new phone, who dis?
Exactly. It's like, who is this calling? Like, what? And then you're like, hey, did anybody call so-and-so? And then it's usually like, yeah, I called them and left a voicemail saying that their sign was ready. Ugh, God, drives me bananas. But also with emails, it's like you'll email somebody. And for example, you email them a proof of a sign they've ordered. And you give them like two or three,
Like
you know,
options. Yeah.
layouts. Yeah, two or three layouts. And you're like, attaches a proof with, you know, several layouts. Let us know which one. If there's any changes you want, blah, 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 yada, yada, the whole spiel. And then they'll just email back and be like, yes, looks good. Does it? Did you even fucking open the attachment
It's like
and
you
look
just
at
said
it?
yes. That I gave you four choices and you just said yes. What do I do with that?
Right.
Pick which one I
One,
like.
you obviously didn't read the email. And two, I don't even think you opened
Open
the
the attachment.
attachment
I
and looked
wonder.
at it.
I sometimes wonder if, because I mean, to be fair, yes, all ages do this, but I feel like it's specifically boomers that are really the worst about it because, like, maybe they don't know how to open the attachment.
I don't even know that it's boomers because I find that it's even men that are around my age. I think it's just
There is
they.
no excuse for that. They went through the same public school system we did, and we all learned how to do that shit.
Right. But I really
Come
feel
on.
like it's just men. Like, I just feel like it's a lot of it is just men. They just feel, I don't know if they think they're just too fucking important to have to open an attachment to look at it or they're too busy. I don't know. Drives me crazy. But it's just, you know, you'll ask them questions. You'll ask them like multiple questions in an email and they'll come back and they'll answer one. And you're like, oh my God.
And it's like, did you
If
read
I'm
all of
gonna
these
have to like,
words?
yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna have to send like 18 emails to get all the info that I need out of this person. Because if he's only capable of answering like
A question at a time.
one question in email, like, oh my gosh. Like, I don't have time for this. Like, I
No,
could have carved
it's.
it. I could have carved it in stone faster. You know, like, you're killing me, Smalls. Get. Just, anyway, that's been my frustration. And it's like, it's only Tuesday, guys. It's only Tuesday.
Only Tuesday.
You know? And I get like some of the old, like, again, even like people who are older than boomers, I think. Of course, boomers are getting old. So it might just be boomers.
Yes, because like
But
my parents are the older boomers.
maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah.
So people who are older than my parents are, I don't know what the hell they are because no one gives a shit about them for some reason. They
Right.
no one has hated them enough to name them in a way that all of the world knows what
Like,
it is. Where
right.
we all know boomers and millennials and
Right.
Gen Z. No one, everybody skips, Gen X, and I'm over here being like,
Right.
they're just as shitty, guys. We're all shitty in our own ways.
But I get even, you know, like sometimes with boomers, like not listening to their voicemails, whatever. But like I said, it's even guys that are like my age. They're like,
What is
come
so
on.
frustrating to me
Or
is
you
like,
call them and it's like their voicemail box is full. And I'm like, there is no excuse for that. No
oh my
excuse.
God, that is like my number one want to scream. 'Cause like my dream, by the way, when I call anywhere is either I can do it through an automatic, like an automated whatever and don't require a person, at which point
Right.
maybe just let me do it online. It's even better. But two, that like I can just leave them the message on like a voicemail and then I can
Right.
just be done. I'm like, hey, I just need you to blah, 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 blah. Okay, bye. And like,
Right. You
don't
don't
even
actually have
call
to
me
talk
back.
to a
Like, I don't
person.
want any
Yeah.
of this. And so I get really angry when I get, I'm sorry, or that the voicemail hasn't been
Mailbox.
set up. And I'm like,
Yes, that's the
what the
other one.
hell? What do
Yes.
you
I'm
mean
like,
it's not
there's
been
no
set up?
excuse for this. There is no excuse. Yeah.
But I always, especially at the library, would get irrationally angry when I would like call to let someone know that whatever was at the library waiting for them. And I would leave the message and like I'm hanging up the phone, walking away, and then it rings because it's
Yep.
them calling me immediately right back. And
Yep.
I refuse to answer the phone because I'm a dick. And someone
Right.
else will answer. They're like, I can hear them be like, gosh, I don't know if anyone called you. I'll have to, because I'm like, I'm not going to make it easy for them because I need them to learn not to do this shit. So,
Drives me
and so
bonkers. I just wanna. Ugh.
when I would get on the phone with them, I'd be like, I left you a message that said, blah, blah,
And that's
blah.
I know I'm like
It's like, just.
low key bitchy about it. If I'm the one who answers and I'm the one who left the message, I'll be like, yeah, I called and left a voicemail that said blah blah blah, you know. And I'm just like, ugh. And I've
Sometimes
there
I'll
are
be like,
so
did you
many.
not get my voicemail that I left?
Yeah.
Pause, 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 pause.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't check it. Right, we always leave messages, so be sure to check those. 'Cause you may call back and no one knows what you're talking about because we don't, why would we
Right.
communicate that to each
I mean,
other?
I can't tell you how many times that I want to like throw in like emails like per my last email, like
I do throw that in per my last email.
which is like a big fuck you.
Or my last boss never really checked his email, never checked his voicemail, but never really checked his email. And like he would ask you to send him stuff and then he would forget to look for it. And then he would need it
Oh.
again. And then he'd be like, blah, blah, blah. And I'll be like, I sent that to you.
Yep.
Could not search his email. Like it's literally like searching anything. Like it's super,
Yes.
it's
Yeah.
not hard, but could not do it. He would always be like, can you just send it again? And I would be like, Okay. And then I would write in it, here is the email I
Uh-huh.
already sent you,
I do
sending
that,
it a
yeah.
second time at your request. Cause I'm like, don't you be at me on this. And
Right.
usually I would just forward the one that I sent, so it still had the timestamp from the first time. I'm like,
Yep. I do that too.
cause I'm like,
Especially if somebody's like, I didn't get this, you didn't send it. I'm like, oh,
no, bitch,
contraire.
please.
I know, right? Like, oh, here it is.
No, I'm
Time
with
and
you.
date.
Those are so irritating.
Anyway, that's my judge.
It's a
Like I
great
said,
judge.
it's Tuesday and I've already had to deal with this nonsense, like a whole bunch more than a person should have to. It drives me crazy. I'm just like, it's because it's a short week. That's why. It's 3 days. People have lost their damn minds.
It's so true. It's so
Anyway,
true.
but that's my judge.
That's a great judge.
So, what is your judge for this week?
All right, oh my God. Okay, guys.
Oh, settle in, guys. This sounds
Like,
like a doozy. Just based on
so,
how she leaned in and was like, listen.
look, like I pride myself on being able to entertain myself and keep calm and not like bite people's heads off for things that are out of their control. I'm very good at that. I'm very even keeled. I'm very chill. I'm very understanding of things, but I spent 2.5 hours today at the DMV. 2.5
Wow.
hours. So let me go back in time.
Wow.
When Spencer and I first moved here, we got settled. We went to the DMV. I was able to get my license changed, but I was waiting for the bank to send my title because I'd just paid off my car. And that became a giant headache, and I couldn't get it in time, so I couldn't do both things. And so Spencer was able to get all of the registration stuff done, but they wouldn't let him have his Connecticut driver's license because his passport was expired, so he had to go get a birth certificate. So I was like, good God. So we both had to go back to do the
That's
opposite
annoying.
things, which, whatever. The first time we were there, we were there maybe like 30, 45 minutes tops. Like, it wasn't a big deal because it's all you have to
Right.
book an appointment online. You can't just show up. So we're like, fine, fine, fine. So I finally get my title, which was a nightmare. Thank you, California, for sucking at things, whatever.
Right.
Don't know why you had it. It's neither here nor there. It's not where I moved from. Why did they have the title? Whatever, whatever.
Right, yeah.
And so,
That's not the last place you
as soon as I got it, because I waited till I finally got it before I tried to book another appointment, they were in the midst of changing systems, so I couldn't book an appointment until today. So this was like
live.
a month ago that I booked this
Wow.
appointment. I was like, whatever, I don't fucking care. It doesn't mean anything to me. And so I booked Spencer's as well so that we could just go together. And so we get there and a whole new system, which is fine. You check in a kiosk, it prints you off a little ticket that has your number that you wait to be called. They put it up on a screen instead of them just yelling your name out in this giant room of
Right.
people. Because they have like 21 separate stations for the various things. So it's lots of people work there.
Gotcha.
And so our appointment was at 11 and 11:05. And it was 1 o'clock when I finally got called.
When you finally got called?
When they finally called me up. Yep.
Oh my
1 o'clock.
gosh.
Sit there for 2 hours. Everybody was there. Like, we heard people talking, like, man, I've been here since 10:30. And like, the fuck is happening? Like, it
Right.
was horrible. And like, everyone who worked there was very nice. They were all super nice and helpful, but
Yeah.
like, I was like, I don't know who the fuck designed your new system, but they obviously need to schedule more time for appointments because my
Right.
11 a.m. appointment is at 1 o'clock. You're never leaving. You're here till midnight, guys. There's no way. So
Right.
it
Well,
was
that concerns me
obscene.
because I saw a thing saying that apparently, Kentucky, their registration and all that with the clerk's office, their system is changing over starting like in January. And so they're at the end of this year. And that if you need to make an appointment, that it's like gonna basically, it's gonna be a shit show for like the whole month of January at least, which I'm like, thank God I don't have to get my registration done until like February, which
Yeah.
I usually do my shit online anyway.
Online, right.
Yeah.
Well,
So.
so like I made friends because I'm suddenly the person now who talks to people around me. I don't know when that happened. I don't
Hard
know
to
when that
say,
happened. That is not who
who
I
are
am.
you?
But like this couple, Spencer had finally gotten called up first. Although he started his before I started mine, and I still had to wait for him after I was done because it's a long ass process. It
Wow.
was really stupid, but
That's
nonetheless.
nuts.
So I'm sitting there alone and I hear these two people talking about how long they'd been there or whatever. And so I'm like, yeah, actually, I've because they were like, my appointment was for like 11:40. And I was like, mine is for 11. So like we
Wow.
became super good friends while we sat there and, hated on the ridiculous wait time. And one of the women was there with her husband, who
Yeah.
had gotten the notice in the mail that his license was going to expire. And
Yeah.
apparently in Connecticut, you have 30 days to renew it. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I don't know laws.
You're like, I don't know things.
I don't, and whatever. And so he had waited. Because her birthday is a little bit after his, but he waited like a day or two because she's like, you should probably go ahead and make an appointment. He waited like 2 days before he made an appointment and he couldn't get an appointment within the 30-day window. So he was concerned that he'd
Wow.
have to pay like the $25 late fee because,
Right.
and I was like, you need to tell him because like there's no way. Because like I made an appointment a month ago. For Spencer and I, like it was obscene. It's like there's just
Yeah.
no.
Like, this is
It's like
ridiculous.
this is insanity. What are you people even doing?
Oh my
So
gosh.
you absolutely cannot walk into a Connecticut DMV and get anything. They catch you and they'll kick you out because it's like must have an appointment, which
Right.
whatever.
Yeah.
So, but we were successful. Spencer got his license. I got my Connecticut license plates. I laughed because it's like two letters and then a string of numbers, and my two letters are BM, and I'm like, well, I guess I'll hold on to that. Won't forget that one.
Hilarious.
So that's fun, but that's what I'm judging because they transitioned to a new system that was super shitty, like much shittier than the first time we went. Like we were in and out reasonable. We waited like 10, 15 minutes. We had later
Right.
in the day appointments. So, like, they had far more time to fuck things up because I think our appointments were at like 2 o'clock the first time we
Right.
went.
Yeah.
And then we go to day, and I'm like, but, like, well, maybe people are out because, like, it's a holiday, but, like, most of the things, there are more people there than the day we were there last time. So, like,
Right.
what is even happening now? It's
Oh
bananas.
my gosh.
So, I mean, still not the worst DMV experience I've had in all of our moves, but like,
It's up there.
yeah, and just because of the wait, because like all the again, the people were all super nice, and
Right.
that matters a hell of a lot more than anything else as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
So, although I did see someone leave in tears, so like, I maybe it wasn't a great
Yikes.
experience for everybody today, but I
Right.
was like, okay, but. Two and a half hours. Like I had planned by the time we got home, like we stopped and picked up lunch because we were starving by the time we left at
Right.
1:30. So picked up
That's
lunch and
ridiculous.
then I felt like garbage for the rest of the day because like my head hurt because I'd been sitting in a room that had no natural light. It's all just the fluorescent
Yeah.
things and constant electronic computer voice being like, ticket.
Ew.
L0192 at station number 7 or
Oh my
whatever, and I'm
gosh.
like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to live this life.
You're like, this is awful.
This is not what I signed up for. So that's
Right.
my judge.
That's a good one.
Thank you. I hate the DMV.
Right.
Ugh.
Blech, indeed. That sounds
On
like it.
some more fun things.
Yes.
Yay, it's paranormal and it's 93, so I go first.
That's right.
I'm very excited because, guys, I am in the Christmas spirit. Not because of like peace and goodwill and any of that garbage. I'm 100% here for like pretty lights on the tree and, a couple presents. I'm not crazy, just, a couple fun little things to open. But like, I want to drink the hot chocolate. I want to eat the Christmas cookies. I want to watch the Christmas movies. I'm going to watch all the stupid, like, Christmassy romantic-y ones. And I'm going to watch all the stupid Christmassy horror-y ones. I'm going to watch them all. Here
Yes.
for it. So.
Because what is it? There's one. What is it? The It's a Wonderful Knife.
Yes. Claire, I need you to go with me to see that movie when I come back to Kentucky.
Yes, we
Because
will
I
go
it
watch it.
better still be freaking on, because like Spencer absolutely will not watch that with me.
Oh, we will go. I almost kind of want to watch the Thanksgiving one too. That looks fucking
True, but that
ridiculous.
one I can wait. I can wait for it to
Yeah.
show up on a streaming service.
One of
But
them.
like I need to watch the horror. I'm gonna go with parody of It's a Wonderful Life because I
Yes.
hate that movie so much and such like a existential level.
Yes, I know.
That like I just want to enjoy the fact that somebody was like, fuck this movie and let's turn it into a horror movie. And I'm like, yes. I know. Unpopular opinion. Everybody loves that
And
movie.
Krampus.
I
Love
do love a good
Krampus.
Krampus.
Do love Krampus. Yeah.
So, yes. Also, I like to watch all of when I put up my Christmas tree, I tend to put on the Christmas episodes of Poirot. Because nothing says Merry Christmas like a murder mystery.
That's true. And I do love, in more recent years, I do love the Christmas episode of Ted Lasso.
Oh, we've not watched Ted Lasso. We're the only people in the world who haven't, I know, but.
But I do really love the Christmas episode of Ted Lasso. And what are like, okay, totally off topic, but since we're talking about Christmas, what are like Christmas staples, like as far as watching for you?
The Muppet Christmas Carol,
Absolutely, 100%.
because I love to sing all the songs.
Yes. It's basically
Let's
sing along.
see.
Yes.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation
Yes.
every
I
fucking year.
agree.
I
One
like I
100%.
just I love it so much. I usually watch that mostly alone too. Spencer likes it, but he doesn't think it's the most amazing movie ever, like
Oh,
me,
come
which is
on.
fine. We can't all
Please.
be like me. Let's see. I do usually watch the Poirot Christmas things. I not again not popular. Not a big fan of the Charlie Brown Christmas. It's not my favorite thing. I love
Me
the
either.
music. I love all the
Yes.
music. We
Yes.
listen to the Charlie Brown album like
Oh, yeah.
all the
Like, I think
time.
I've got,
It's
yeah, we
gorgeous.
had that
But I don't really
CD at
care that
work.
much
Yeah.
for the. I
For
do
the.
enjoy Garfield's Christmas special though.
Yes, it is like up there. That's like a core childhood memory. Yes,
And then,
100%.
of course, Claymation Christmas
Yes.
celebration.
Yes. This is
Nothing
why you
says
were my
Christmas
twin
like that.
flame.
I know. Oh. Twin
This is why you were my twin flame.
flame.
I
We should have like a little twin flame.
Claymation Christmas special. Yes. Oh my gosh.
So
For
good.
those of you who don't know what that is, it's on YouTube. Go look it up.
Well,
There's a
and
full version somewhere on
if
there.
you, it's Will Vinton. Will
Yes.
Vinton's Claymation Christmas celebration.
Yes.
And there are California raisins in it, and that's all you need to know. But it is everything. There's dinosaurs.
There's camels singing. There's singing
There's
camels.
camels, there's some wise men,
There's some ice skating walruses.
There's also like a very meta Christmas thing where you just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into a thing and it kind of fucks with my
Into
head a little bit.
the
But
Christmas tree thing. Yeah.
I
Oh,
also
Christmas tree. Yep.
imagine I've not done this, but I imagine that it would be really amazing to watch when you're high on something.
Oh,
I imagine
probably.
if you never gonna know this, never gonna try it, don't worry about me, guys. But I imagine if you were going to have an acid trip, this might be the thing you'd want. But I don't know. I have no experience. I know nothing of which I speak. So
Yes.
there's that. But that's it. Okay. Oh, sorry. Hey, look, Christmas hauntings.
Yes. I know we were talking about Christmas, and I knew
I
yours was like
know.
related to Christmas. That's why I was like, well, since we're on Christmas,
Claymation Christmas celebration. Oh, so
Yes.
good. You will not regret
Yes.
it. It's only like 30 minutes of your life. So like
Yeah, it's short.
just do it.
It's not a long
You
thing.
will thank me. You
As
will.
is Garfield's Christmas
Oh,
special.
I'm
You should
so
watch that too. That
love.
one's a good one too. Yes, absolutely.
Christmas Hauntings.
Yes.
Woo! Okay, so I got my information from Ranker, Wikipedia, and Mental Floss. So what I'm going to do is talk to you about some famous hauntings that are related to Christmas. So there are a couple of longer stories and then just like a couple of like cool, cute, honorable mentions.
Yay.
So the first one is the Mistletoe Bride.
Never heard of
Ooh.
this.
So it takes place in Bramshill House in Hampshire, England. And this happened, who the heck knows when, didn't write it down, long freaking time ago.
Forever ago.
And Lord Lovell had just been married to a young woman, not named, because women don't get named.
They don't matter.
And she was related to Sir John Cope, who was the owner of Bramshill House and apparently held like the wedding festivities and things there. So I guess closely related, close enough related. And so the whole wedding party at this point is at this mansion celebrating, having a good time. It's Christmas time, so everything is all festive. There's trees, lots of decor is hung, and Lovell's very favorite mistletoe is hanging everywhere. In fact, the bride had a bouquet of mistletoe that was what she used for her wedding. So,
Okay.
very cute. I mean,
Gotcha. Yeah.
and so they're celebrating, having a good time, and they decide to play a very festive party game because there's nothing else to do. This is a long time ago. There's no radios.
And that's what they did. They
And so
played
they
party
played
games.
games.
Yeah.
And so they decided to do like a reverse hide and seek. So the bride was going to go hide, and the rest of the party would go and try and find her. The goal being, one of the groomsmen wanted to find her because she would reward them with a kiss. Like, obviously, someone else could find her, but
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
because, there's nothing else to do, I guess. And
So we want to
so,
force girls to kiss boys.
yes,
Awesome.
it is probably like 1700s, 1600s, 1700s, just a guess.
Yeah. You're like,
So,
yeah.
she goes and she hides, and they give her, plenty of time to go and hide somewhere really good. And so then they're like, all right, here we go. And they go and they search for her. And they don't find her. And they search for her and they don't find her. And hours go by and they still can't
Oh.
find her. And they start like calling out for her and there's no response. And she just disappears.
What?
So, like,
Even they're probably to the point where it's like, okay, this isn't funny anymore.
and so
We're done
like
playing.
she is gone, gone. And like at this point people are going, did she like run away? Was she fleeing? Did she not want to get married to Lord
Right.
Lovell? Like, what is going on? So that's everyone kind of assumes that she just like left him, that she didn't want to be married to him and just used this
Right.
as an opportunity to GTFO, which,
Right.
fair. But maybe she was taken by the Fae. Maybe she found Narnia. Who the fuck knows? But like just
Right.
gone, gone. And so like it became this mystery for years. No one ever knew. She never contacted anyone. No one ever heard from her or saw her again.
Wow.
And 50 years later, a maid was in the attic at the Bramshill house and stumbled across an old wooden chest that was latched closed. And when she opened it, inside she found a skeleton in a wedding dress clutching
Oh,
a mistletoe bouquet.
no. Oh, that's awful.
So the bride had hidden inside the chest, and when she closed it, it had accidentally latched itself so that she couldn't get out.
Oh, that's awful.
And so the suspicion was that she eventually suffocated, which is why when they were trying to find her, calling out, they couldn't hear her. But on the inside lid of the chest, it was covered in nail marks as she was trying to get out.
That's terrible.
So she, of course, haunts that house. and shows up most often at Christmas because that's when it happened.
Oh, man.
Merry Christmas.
Hooray!
So
Happy Christmas, everybody.
maybe hide and seek is not the right wedding game to play, but 50 years, like, I mean,
Oh my gosh,
50
that's
years.
insane. That's wild.
Okay, so the next one I'm going to talk
Oh, I just
about,
think it's wild too,
sure.
the fact they found her body. They did eventually find it. Like,
Yes. Well, and just like, oh, here's this old chest up in the attic, you know, wouldn't have ever thought to look there. Because, like, why were you
right.
hiding in the attic? But I guess she authentically did not want to get kissed by one of those creepy groomsmen.
Right,
And it's
right.
like, I'm just going to super hide and see what you're going to do next. And then she died.
Right. Oh, it's awful.
Okay. Next story is the Brown Lady of Raynham Hall. Now, this one definitely happens in the 1700s because this one gave me dates.
Okay, cool.
So, the owner of Raynham Hall is named Charles Townsend, and he gets married to a young woman named Dorothy Walpole. Now, fascinating bit about Dorothy is that she is the sister of Robert Walpole, who was the first prime minister. So, like,
Whoa,
there you
okay.
go. So, like,
Cool.
not just like random peasant,
Right. Not just a Joe Schmo.
not just
Gotcha.
a Joe Schmo. She was a person of maybe not nobility, but of known personhood, I guess. She gets to
Right.
be named. Let's focus on the fact that she gets her name in the story.
Yes.
She was actually Charles Townsend's second wife. And at first, everything was really great. They were very happy. They were enjoying their life at Raynham Hall. But Charles was a very violent-tempered kind of guy.
Oh, he's one of those. Cool.
And he also was really paranoid and started believing that his wife was cheating on him with
Oh,
Lord
those are the
Wharton.
best kind to be married to.
Absolutely. So I'm sure you can imagine that he obviously handled it well and
Oh,
talked with
yeah.
her calmly about it, and they were able to sort things out,
Right.
kind of come to an agreement, and live happily ever after.
Yes, I'm sure.
I mean, if that's how it went, I wouldn't be talking about it, so
That's right.
it
This wouldn't be a story.
would not be a story. But so, of course, it did not get better, and he kept getting more mad and more jealous, and got to the point where he decided the only thing he could do is he had to hide Dorothy away from everyone in order to ensure that she
Oh
couldn't be
my
cheating.
gosh. No.
So he basically like imprisons her in Raynham Hall, and she's not allowed to leave. Like, she can't leave at all to go outside and breathe fresh air. None of that. She is trapped inside. And he then goes about telling their family and their friends that she died.
No.
So
Stop. What
like,
a dick.
yeah. He is a dick. And so what's even worse is that some of the sources that I read claim that Countess Wharton, Lord Wharton's wife, was part of the plot to entrap her, to get her trapped there.
Oh
So like
no.
maybe she was getting some on the side, but nonetheless, the hell.
Right.
So Dorothy was forced to stay in the mansion and just wandered the halls alone because no one was coming to visit, no family, no friends, because everyone thought she was dead.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
That's such a lonely existence. That's awful.
And so she did eventually die. I mean, probably from lack of vitamin D, or, you
Right.
know, because shit.
Yeah.
Let her go outside. And she is now a frequent haunt of Raynham Hall and loves to come out around Christmas. And
Oh, because there's
so,
lots of people there.
probably it's like lights and joy and happiness and people. So
Things I
people
never
will
had in my
see
life.
her. Yeah, right? It's like, finally. So when people see her, they tend to see her wearing a tattered brown dress as what she would have worn then, because you're not getting new clothes when you're dead, I
Dead.
guess.
Right.
Wander the halls and you're falling apart dress.
Yeah, the same thing every damn day, you
Right?
know.
One person was brave enough to approach her when they saw her in the hall as a ghost. And he said that when she looked at him, it was with a glowing face, like her face was glowing, but where her eyes should have been, there were only empty sockets.
Dun dun
Dun,
dun.
dun, dun. So the very first recorded sighting of her as a ghost occurred in 1835 at a gathering at the hall for Christmas, which is why she made my list.
Gotcha.
And Charles Townsend was still alive and had invited several people to the hall. And so
Good for her.
she
Good
came to
for
be
her for
like,
haunting his
Charlie,
ass.
right?
Yes.
So she has now been seen, she's been seen enough times that people have named her the Brown Lady because of her dress. And let's see. As a result of her first appearance, most of the staff decided they were done and they left because they did not
I
sign up for no
mean,
ghosts.
fair. That's fair.
In 1936, Captain Hubert C. Provand, who was a London photographer, was working for Country Life magazine, and they were at Raynham Hall shooting pictures for an article, and they took a picture of the staircase. I will pop it up right here so that you can see it. And it shows a vapory form gradually assuming the appearance of a woman. Like it's you can see her. Like, I mean, it's
Yeah.
distorted or whatever, but you can see her. They have been
Those are
able
so
to,
creepy.
yeah. So like that picture and of her was published on December 26th of 1936. So she does love her Christmas. What can I say?
Nice.
She's here for her Christmas. So those are my two like bigger Christmas hauntings, because you're like, damn.
Right.
Dead brides and dead wives and
It's like,
so, but there are some other notable Christmas hauntings to mention for your entertainment, of course. For example, Anne Boleyn, and yes, that Anne Boleyn, returns to her childhood home at Hever Castle in Kent every Christmas Eve.
interesting.
So apparently, she likes to come back, and her somber specter is seen drifting silently over the picturesque bridge that spans the River Eden in the grounds of the home where she knew much happiness. Because, like, her adult life was garbage. So, like,
Right.
it makes sense that she comes back for Christmas every year to be like,
I mean, can you blame her? I
no,
mean,
no. She got a
I
bad
would
rap.
too. I would come back too.
Okay, my next story is about David Fee. And on December 25th, Christmas Day of 1890, this story appeared on the front page of a Victoria newspaper called The Daily Colonist. And it was just as the clock was striking midnight, ushering in the joyous Christmas Day. A misdeed as dark, cowardly, and mysterious as ever disfigured the history of this province was perpetuated. It's so dramatic. I just had to read it
It is
word for word.
very
It's very dramatic.
dramatic. It is so
So
dramatic.
ultimately, David Fee, who was 21 at the time, had been walking to meet his parents for evening mass for Christmas at a nearby church after he had been to a costume party. And he did not know, as it was 1890, that this would get him killed, but he dressed up as a clown.
Ew. Ew. Gross.
Right. And so he had just gotten to the corner of where the cathedral was when a man just like burst out of the shadows, aimed a gun at him, and said, "You
Wow.
challenged me," and then got shot and died.
What? That's wild.
So
Okay.
apparently, the guy had confused David Fee for someone else. So like it he was
Dressed as a clown.
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know about that,
I
but
mean,
I'm with you there. And
it's
so
like, what?
ever since that tragic night in which he was gunned down for no reason other than probably poor costume choice, his ghost roams the streets outside the cathedral, specifically around Christmas. Because that is, you know, when he died.
Right.
Okay, Mary Yeo, who is known as May primarily, was raised with a life on stage and had a lovely singing voice and was a regular talent at the Hotel Bethlehem in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Cool.
So, a very talented little girl, grew up there singing. When she grew up, she was able to, you know, make a living being on stage and eventually married a wealthy lord and became a member of British aristocracy.
Okay.
But he was not, he was probably just some guy who inherited a bunch of money because that's how it works in England. But he sucked at managing it. So he eventually went bankrupt and died. She still had some money left over from her successful career, and I'm sure money that had been put in her name or something. She ended up marrying an American soldier who then basically robbed her of what little money she had left. So awesome.
What an ass. Okay.
Right? So, like, her adult life got kind of shitty.
Was yeah.
But so after she died at the Hotel Bethlehem in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, the ghost of her as a child shows up dressed in elegant attire near the piano, near the Christmas tree. And at Christmas, when they see her, they can sometimes hear her singing Christmas carols, which sounds terrifying to me. I don't want to suddenly hear Silent
Nope. Stop.
Night,
No more.
Holy
Nope. I am not here for that.
Night.
Nope. Not here for
Right?
that.
It's like, can you just imagine you're a guest at the hotel and maybe you just kind of walk in to like the empty room and there's no one there and you're enjoying the tree and all of a sudden you hear a little girl's voice singing Christmas carols and you're like,
No.
pass, hard
No.
pass.
You're like, and I'm out.
And I'm
I'm
not
gone.
doing it anymore. Thank
Right.
you. No, thank you.
Right. Like, I'm done.
All right, my last Christmas haunting is the Alcatraz Christmas Party.
What?
I know. Now, we've all heard of Alcatraz and we all know it's haunted AF. Like,
Yes.
that's what we know. But what you don't know is that in the 1940s, the warden at the time, James Johnston, held a Christmas Day party at his residence, which was on the island. For staff at the prison, and I think he had some other people that came over. You know, it's a nice normal Christmas Day holiday party.
Right.
Everybody's having a great good time, you know, they're drinking and celebrating Christmas Day when all of a sudden an apparition sporting mutton chop whiskers in a gray suit just appears. The temperature in the room plummeted. The fire that had been raging moments before is suddenly out.
Wow.
And then the spirit disappears and things kind of return back to normal, but everyone is too fucking scared to stay there. And they were like, and party is over.
I know, talk
Bye.
about a mood killer,
And
like
I'm like,
damn.
damn. I feel like that's worse than a creepy girl singing Silent Night, by the way.
Right,
Like,
just some rando.
frivolity, we're having so much.
It's just some random ghost shows up and it's
And
like,
that like
okay,
the
and we're
fire
out.
gets blown out and
I
everything. I'm
know.
like, well, dramatic entrance.
Right.
So, those are my Christmas hauntings.
Nice.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that.
Yep. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Yes.
You know, well, it's nice little good time. Still gonna be hung up about the mistletoe bride and the brown
Right.
dress lady, and just
Yeah.
like being trapped in something and slowly suffocating sounds
Yeah, awful. That
really
sounds like a
horrifying.
100%.
Yeesh. It's one of the many reasons why I've chosen cremation is that I know I'll be dead. I won't wake up in a coffin that way.
Right.
Yes, I know when they embalm you, you're dead, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying, okay?
Right.
But there you have it.
Nice.
Merry Christmas, ho ho ho.
Well, that was good. I enjoyed that.
Thank you. So, Claire, what did you bring us for this week's paranormal?
I'm going to be talking about the Crescent Hotel.
The Crescent Hotel. Okay.
Yes, because all old hotels are apparently haunted.
I mean, fair. I imagine lots of people die at hotels. And I
Probably.
try not to think about it when I stay at a hotel, but
Same,
probably somebody died
same.
in that bed and they just like changed the sheets.
Right. Maybe even the mattress, but not, we don't know.
Only if there's too much gore.
Right. But I mean, if someone just died of natural causes, they probably didn't
They
change
probably
the
didn't change the
mattress.
mattress. Maybe the mattress cover. Maybe. But just maybe.
Right. Like, no. Anyway, I got my sources from historichotels.org, Smithsonian, and crescenthotel.com. So, the hotel was built in 1886 in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, which is in the Ozark Mountains. The town, Eureka Springs, was formed around 1879, and there it's like natural springs that allegedly had healing properties. And so,
Sure.
right. And so news of like this mystical place with healing properties in the springs spread, and people began moving there and looking for solace and rejuvenation, like, oh, this magic place, blah blah blah. So Eureka Springs quickly turned into like this thriving community, and by 1880, 2,000 homes had been built and 15,000 people live there, which I'm
Wow.
just like, that's pretty quick.
Yeah.
And so construction on the Crescent Hotel began in 1884. It was originally planned to be this luxurious retreat, and it was completed in 1886. It was quickly established as like this it destination, which I'm just like, in the Ozarks, like,
In Arkansas? Okay.
yeah, in like
Okay.
the 1800s. What? Yeah. For like the wealthy, this it place for the wealthy to come. It had like the best of everything, accommodations, the best views, the best amenities. It was fancy AF, apparently. And the hotel gained reputation for excellence and drew people from all over looking for just a getaway. You know, like, oh, let's, and I'm just like, we're getting away to the Ozarks? Like, what? Again, like,
I mean, whatever. Different times, whatever.
yeah. And this lasted for like the next 15 years. It was like the hot spot for people to go to. Didn't really say like what happened. Nothing really said like why it kind of like died out
Other than the fact that it was
in the Ozarks.
Arkansas.
In Arkansas. Yeah.
Like no hate to Ark, maybe a little hate to Arkansas, but like not
Right.
real hate, just I have this thing about the middle of the United States where I'm like, but why?
Right, yeah. Anyway.
Dryness and whatever.
Yeah, I'm assuming like things just kind
Hmm.
of better thing, bigger, better things happen. People lost interest. I don't know.
Fair.
So in 1902, the hotel wound up becoming Crescent College, and it provided education for women
Oh, wow.
until 1934. And it was dedicated to empowering women to pursue knowledge and education and personal growth, which I was
Okay,
like,
I'm here for that.
yeah.
Unless that's secretly just let's make sure your embroidery skills are up to scratch, then I'm not for that. But
It
like it
didn't
sounds
sound
like
like
it.
that.
It sounds like
It
real. Like we want
didn't sound
women to
like
have
that. It
brains
sounded like
and
it had a pretty decent reputation, and you know,
good.
it was highly regarded.
Good.
And so I don't, again, don't know what happened in 1934 that caused it to shut down. Don't know. So in 1937, a guy named Norman Baker transformed Crescent Hotel into the Baker Cancer Clinic. He claimed he was a visionary healer and possessed the cure to cancer.
Sure, he did. Sure. Okay.
Right. He referred to the area, like he had all these brochures that he would send out, but he referred to the area in his brochures as the Switzerland of America and claimed it was where the sick folks get well. So I'm
Sure.
like, these are so many lofty
Sure.
claims here, my friend.
Sure.
Yeah, and he swore that cancer was curable without having surgery or radium treatments or like X-ray treatments or anything like that. Like you didn't have to go under the knife or do any, like
I
he
just feel like this is
swore
going nowhere good.
it's not. It's really not. So they talked about how Norman Baker was this like really confident, good-looking guy, and so he was like your typical con man.
Right.
You know, people just he just had this face people trusted, and you know, he's just Rico Suave, I guess. I don't know. He's not a doctor at all.
Well, no, of
No
course not.
medical, yeah, no medical credentials at all.
You don't need any of that to cure
No.
cancer, Claire, didn't you
No.
know? Lord.
His patients were obviously desperate and came from all over paying cash for these magic treatments. And in, I mean, this is 1937, so we're still like Depression era here.
Yeah.
So in some of the leanest, poorest years in America's history, Baker himself was thriving. He's buying custom painted vehicles, like the fanciest custom tailored suits. He's flaunting his wealth that he gained from his grifting and
Wow.
just basically stealing money from people. And so his magic cure was this stuff called Formula Five, which was a combination of alcohol, glycerol, carbolic acid, ground watermelon seed, corn silk, and clover leaves.
Wow. Okay. And so
And I'm like, what? That sounds terrible.
corn silk and clover leaves.
Yeah. And he injected it
No.
at the site of the cancer up to 7 times a day.
Oh, God.
I know. And it said that he stole the recipe from like another con man.
Oh, dear. Okay.
And I know. And I'm just like, that's fantastic. You can't even like make up your own fucking
You're
con
literally
man
stealing
recipe.
your con from someone else. Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And I mean, obviously, this ridiculousness does nothing to help
Obviously,
anybody.
right?
And so many patients died hoping that they would be cured. And by the time it was all said and done, Baker amassed over $10 million before being arrested in 1940.
Oh my God. That's a
Yeah.
shit ton of money.
Yes,
Like, I mean,
it
that's a
is.
shit ton now. So, like, fuck.
Right. I'm just like, what the hell? Anyway, Crescent Hotel is still there today. And you can go stay there. And they have ghost tours, which I'm
Probably
like,
a lot of, yes.
right. And so here are some of the ghosties
Ooh,
that
ghosty.
inhabit this hotel that has had a very bizarre history. When it was being built, there was an Irish stonemason that fell during the construction and died. And it was around like where, like in proximity to where he fell, was like near this room that would become room 218, which they say is one of the most active as far as like rooms that you stay in. And they call this guy Michael. I don't know if that was really this guy's name
Or it's
in real
just
life. Anyway,
been, yeah.
but they say, and this is where I'm just like, nope, this is where I just nope the fuck right out of this. I would not even want to stay in this room. They say that they're like hands that come out of the mirrors.
No.
See, I told
No.
you. Right? Absolutely
Nope,
not.
absolutely not.
I
No,
am not here for that. I'm not here for that.
no hands out of mirrors, no
No.
mirror things, no things with
No.
mirrors, none.
Cries of a falling man that come from the ceiling.
Well, that's horrifying. But at
Yes.
least I understand that one, okay?
There's doors that open and slam shut, but when you go try to open it again, it won't open.
No.
And it seems like you're stuck. And I'm
No.
just like, that sounds atrocious.
With the
No, thank
hands
you.
coming out of the mirrors and the
I
man
know.
screaming from the ceiling. No. No,
No.
absolutely
I'm
not.
done. I'm like, no, I'm out.
It's like,
I'm not going to that
I
room.
am a chicken.
Absolutely not.
No, thank you.
No,
I will be like,
right.
please remove every mirror from this room.
Right. We're going to cover them all up. We're not. No, absolutely
No
not.
mirror. No. They have to be removed.
You're
They
just
can't
April's like,
be
I don't
in
even
the.
want them in
Are you kidding?
the
The hands can come out even if there's a cover on it, Claire. I no,
Yeah.
because then all you've done is just give it another fucking thing to fuck with. Is this the fingers going through the
Through the
covering?
fabric.
And I'm like, no,
He's like,
absolutely not.
absolutely not. No.
I've seen Nightmare on Elm Street. No,
He's like, no, you're done.
no mirrors. Okay, keep going.
In the crystal dining room, the employees have seen a woman that wears this Victorian dress, that wanders around the dining room. And one Christmas, they had a Christmas tree up with presents around the Christmas tree. And when they came in the next morning, the Christmas tree was moved to like a completely different part of the dining room, and there were chairs like facing like around the Christmas tree. It was like the Christmas tree and the presents. Everything had been moved.
And then
But
they
and
put chairs around it.
yeah.
As in there's more than one ghost sitting in there admiring the tree in
This
its
I
new
guess. I
location.
don't know. Like, look at this lovely Christmas tree. Let's put it
She's
where we want to
probably
put it.
like, this is a terrible location. Foolish mortals. It goes over here.
Yes. And then there's a big mirror in the dining room,
No.
and they've seen a Victorian couple dressed like they're getting married. They've seen this couple like in the mirror, and then it's like, and the guy will like turn and look and see whoever's looking, and then they disappear.
No, thank you.
April's like, nope,
I
still not.
don't like things with mirrors. I just
I know, you're just like, absolutely not.
you want to rattle those chains? You want to stomp down the hallway? That's fine. Don't be fucking with me with mirrors,
I
okay?
know, mirrors are
No.
so creepy.
They are creepy.
There's a man in Victorian clothes that sits at one of the tables, and he'll say, like, you hear him say, I saw the most beautiful woman here last night. I'm waiting for her to return. And then he just kind of disappears.
And you're like, dude, she's not coming back, okay?
Right. Quit
Like,
being a stalker.
she's dead now too, and she haunts somewhere else. So like,
Right,
move
right.
along, move along.
And there are apparitions in Victorian ball gowns dancing around the room in their wee hours of the morning. And I'm just like, what is all this Victorian bullshit going on in this dining room? Like,
Yeah,
oh my
well,
gosh.
and I'm over here being like, are they gonna be like, oh God, there's another millennial in her skinny jeans haunting over here? Like,
Right,
is that what it's
yes.
gonna be for us?
I know, right?
Skinny
Look at her with
jeans, the
that side
millennial.
part. Look at the skinny jeans in the side part. Ugh, God.
Yeah,
Anyway,
God.
Dr. Baker, doctor, Norman Baker is seen in the hotel lobby.
Oh.
And he's wearing like a purple shirt and some slacks, but it's like, it's definitely him that people say. And I'm just like, ha, your ghost is fucking trapped here because you're a dick.
Because you're a dick. Yeah.
There is a nurse seen pushing a gurney near like the old morgue area that he, and apparently that part they left it
They were like,
because there
it's too haunted. We're
pictures, so it's
not touching
there. And
it.
I guess you can go down like during the tours. I don't know. Anyway,
But
I'm
we're
just
gonna
like,
do it.
we're gonna do it.
And we're gonna stay in that room and scream all night.
Oh my
No
God.
mirrors, though. Those mirrors gotta
No,
go.
April's like, get the mirrors out. Yeah.
Absolutely no fucking mirrors.
A maintenance guy said that he has seen the washers and dryers turn on by themselves in the middle of the night.
I mean, that's nice if they're helping out with the laundry. I'm here for
I
that.
know, right? Like
Please
they're
help.
helpful. They're helpful ghosties. There is a ghost who calls herself Theodora that is outside of room 419, And she'll introduce herself as a cancer patient. They're getting treatment and disappears after, like, you give intros and courtesies, and then she just, or exchange, and then she
And
just
you're
kind
like,
of,
oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. I'm
yeah, and
just
then,
here to hunt ghosts.
just kind of disappears. And I'm just like, oh God, that's terrible. There is a little boy with glasses and old-fashioned clothes, like little knickers pants, and he skips around the kitchen.
Nope.
And also
Ghost
in the
children are
kitchen,
just demons, okay?
they
They're
are, they're
just
awful.
demons.
Ghost children are awful. In the kitchen, they've said that the pots and pans will come flying off the hooks
Yep,
just by
that's
themselves. And I'm like, no, not here for
demon.
that either. No,
Demon.
I don't want that to happen. I don't want to be in there when pots and pans just come
Nope.
flying off the wall. No, thank you. No. And then there was one where it was like a couple got on the elevator, and there was a guy in the elevator dressed in like all black and like old-timey Victorian looking like valet clothing, and he asked them if they could find their room. And so when they got off on the floor, he showed them where their room was, and he unlocked the door, and they went in, and they were gonna give him a tip, and when they turned around, he was gone. And so, and
They
I for
win.
it was like a room on the second floor or something like that. And so then when they went back to their room later, they couldn't get in, like the key wouldn't work. And so they went down to the front desk, and they're like, oh, this is the key to room three something, room on the third floor. And so they were like, oh, well, this guy who's the ballet guy in the elevator, like, let us in. And they're explaining the whole thing. And then the person behind the desk was like, there's nobody like that who works here.
Like, that's not real.
Yeah. And so, like, this ghost let them into this random room.
That wasn't
They
even
were,
their room.
I
Oh,
don't even think so. It was
no.
just like, it was just like, this is, or they had gotten the wrong key. But anyway, the key wouldn't open, and this ghost had let them into the room. And it was just like, oh, you have the wrong key. But they're like, but this other guy had the key, and he let us in. And they were like, there's nobody here that rides the elevator to show you to your room. Like,
No,
that's not a thing.
I feel like I just have to question every time I see someone dressed up in Victorian clothing to be like, are you a guide? Are you an actor? Or are you a
Right.
ghost? Because you're
Right.
probably a ghost.
Right. So, those were some of the ghosts that are found at the Crescent Hotel
I
that
love
is
it.
in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
I love it. I love it so much. I mean, when I say I love it, I mean I hate
Right.
it.
Right.
No hands coming out of mirrors. That's gonna. I
Like,
really
I'm
wish we were
reading up
recording
on
this
it.
at
I'm just
night, because
like,
I'm. That's gonna stay with me. It's not gonna leave my mind,
I
and
know,
I'm
like, I was
gonna
reading
freak
up on
out.
like, and I'm like, this Dr. Baker guy was a real dick.
Yeah,
Doctor, in quotes.
doctor.
Yeah, Norman Baker guy was a real dick. And I mean, he did go to jail. So it was like, good for him.
Yeah.
I'm glad he got caught. Anyway, but, and then I'm like reading, I start reading like the ghost stuff, and I'm like, are you shitting me? Like, no, thank you.
Like, I'd like to reiterate my desire for lightly haunted things where it's like whimsical and cutesy and endearing. There will be
People's like, I don't
no
need demons.
demons, no things out of mirrors, no children, no children. I don't have kids, I don't want ghost kids, okay? Like,
She's like, I don't know.
no. You want to turn my washer and dryer on for me because I forgot? Sure, great, that's
I'm
helpful.
here
I'm
for
here for
that.
that. Absolutely.
You
Let's
want to
help with the
fold my
chores.
clothes while you're at it? That's even better.
Do you want to like gently remind me that I haven't like moved my clothes out of the washing machine and they're gonna mold? Yeah, that's fine.
That's
You can do
fine.
that.
Yeah.
Just don't come out of a mirror.
Right.
Ugh.
Anyway, that
Yeah.
is the story of the Crescent Hotel.
That was amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Which means that it must be time for
Yes.
Tarot Time with April. Spooky, spooky. Ooh. Behold the spooky cards. What do the cards have in store for us, Claire?
All good things, all good things. April's like, meh.
Okay, so I feel like I'm envisioning This is like an Advent episode. The first
Ah.
Advent episode of Bench and Judge for 2023. Very ghostly.
The Advent season.
It is the Advent season of ghosting. Whatever weird other things we do.
Right. Stop.
Do-do-do-do. All right. One, two, whoop. We start with the Six of Swords. Didn't we have that last time?
I think it was 10.
Oh, okay.
It was a sword card, though.
Then we have the Hanged Man.
Yeah.
I think it might be reversed. I'm not sure how I pulled it up. It is reversed. Okay. And
Okay.
the Tower is back.
Oh boy. Is the tower the new pope? Is that what's
I
happening?
mean, apparently we have to crumble and fall at some point. I don't know. It's fine. Okay. It's fine. That's fine. Let's see. The Six of Swords. Let's see. You are determined to make a change in your life and not go back. You've recognized what isn't working in your life and have accepted it, and in accepting it, have created an opportunity for change.
Cool.
Going from rough waters to smooth. And let's see. Oh, it's new opportunities and growth. You just need to keep going. So that's good.
That's a good card.
That's fine.
That's not a bad
That's
card.
fine. That's fine. And then the Hanged Man, who is somewhere in here, and I never remember which one.
Isn't he the one that's like
There he is.
he you have control because he can get out of it?
Well, he is
Oh, but
inverted.
this is reverse though.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently, inverted, the Hanged Man represents no pain, no gain. You have to put forth effort in order to make strides. So I guess that goes kind of hand in hand with the previous card. It's like
That's what
things are going and changing.
I was like, those are like
It's,
pretty like
I mean, it's smooth, but that doesn't mean you don't have to like work for it still. You still gotta make an effort so
Right.
that you make sure you're seeing the best way to go. So that's cool. And then the tower, everything falls apart and it's bad.
Wasn't terrible. It's
No,
not
I
like
mean,
bad, bad.
it's a disruption is kind of more how I see it, which I guess makes sense if you're doing lots of change, like if you're
Yeah.
going towards something different and you have to work for it. 'Cause I mean, they all have like little three-word phrases connected to them in this book. And for the tower, it's I am rebuilding, which again goes hand in hand with the other
With the other
cards.
two.
So apparently we are building things and making change and going in a new direction and working for it. So woohoo! Doesn't that sound
Okay,
like
cool.
fun? So we'll just call that a win.
Interesting.
And
Not terrible.
no, not bad. At least not in the way that I've chosen to read the cards, and that's what you're here for.
That's
April's
right.
attempt at tarot. All right. It's time to find out what the second advent of Brunch and Judge Christmas will be.
That's right.
You ready, Claire?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Topic's gonna be here we go. Gotta keep our excitement for
Oh.
alien abductions and
Oh.
UFOs. Merry Christmas!
Merry
Happy
Christmas.
Advent!
It's
I'm
aliens.
excited! Nothing, you know, I feel like that's pretty perfect because I feel like I heard somewhere that maybe Santa is an alien and I'm like, okay,
Oh, yes.
okay, I'm here for that. So there it is, guys. Join us next week for the second advent of Brunch and Judge. Alien abductions slash UFOs, where we will bring you alien things. Maybe
Yes.
related to Christmas, maybe not. Depends on what we find. So that's fun.
Right.
All right. So until next time, you can find us in all the things and at all the places at.
Brunch and Judge.
Please follow, like, comment, subscribe, tell all your friends because we're so much fun. And please send us any topics for our wheel or any story ideas that you'd like us to cover and send them to us at.
Brunchandjudge@gmail.com.
So until next time, keep on brunching
And keep on judging.
and don't hide in a chest that locks itself.
No, don't do that.
No,
And
don't.
get rid of your mirrors.
No mirrors, bad.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.